Hello everyone, I hope we are all well. I'm just currently watching the Spurs Europa game. They are 3-1 up at the moment. Man United are 2-1 up in their game, so they're at the moment going through. And Chelsea have gone through as well, I believe. Obviously, we had Arsenal and Villa go through, and the only English team to not make the through to the next game rounds of Europe is Liverpool, which is a bit of a shocker. But fair play to PSG. I thought they were amazing over the two legs, and they probably deserved to win to go through. So they'll play Villa, and Arsenal will play Real Madrid on Tuesday. What we're all here for though, FPL. So I started my game week score for last week. I got 60. I got obviously the Salah, the 30 from Salah, which most of us got. If you captained him, that is. If you did captain Palmer, unlucky. Obviously, he's just lacking confidence, and I think we saw that in that penalty. However, it was a great penalty save. I don't think Palmer actually did that much wrong for the penalty. It was quite a good save from the keeper. And my other points were a Palace clean sheet. So I had Henderson in goal. So I got an 10-pointer from that. And then I had a Kluivert assist of 5. Everyone else blanked. I'm not going to talk too much about the game week in terms of just football, because it was a very, very dull Premier League weekend, I thought. You could see that in the point totals in a lot of our teams. Just not much happening, not many goals. I think the most exciting game was the Bournemouth-Spurs game, which, to be fair, I always thought would be an exciting game. But, you know, Arsenal and United was very boring. City Forest was boring. Just a lot of, a lot of very average games in the Premier League. And we're kind of getting to that point now where on the beach territory for a lot of these teams. And the Premier League title's pretty much decided, with Liverpool 15 points clear. Relegation spots seem to be the relegation spots, with the three that came up going back down. So you're just kind of finding a rhythm where all these teams are starting to be a bit beachy, planning their holidays and packing their suitcases to wherever they're going to go, as we know. So the only sort of what will happen kind of thing in the league right now is who's going to get those European spots, potential top five for Champions League for a lot of teams, English teams next season, and obviously the Europa spots as well for potential teams like Bournemouth, Newcastle, Brighton in the mix now. Brighton have a big game against City this game week. So hopefully we'll get a better, even though it's a blank because of the Carabao Cup final, hopefully we get a bit of a better, more exciting Premier League weekend. So my current team plans, I have my team at the moment, so I'll read you my team. I have made a transfer already, which I'll explain. So I've got Kepa in goal. I then have a back four of Wan-Bissaka, Robinson, Ait Nouri, and Aina, who's a new player that's coming to my squad. Trent has gone. Reason being, the money, really. I think Trent's too much for a defender who's not really getting the points. Obviously, if you're getting in a few of the doubles, I had, I think, 2 clean sheets from Trent, but there was no sort of assists, there was no goals from Trent. And when you're spending that kind of money, you know, in this day and age in how teams play football, we're not just getting defenders for clean sheets, we're getting defenders for, you know, right wing backs who are getting assists, like Robinson, like Ait Nouri is meant to do. Like a lot of people have Kerkez. Kerkez is doing that for the moment. I think he got 2 assists in that Bournemouth game. And Trent's just not, he's not that defender at the moment under Slot. He seems to be a more of a right back than a right wing back who's bolting up and down. He does go up, but he's just not, he's not doing what he used to with Klopp. He seems to be more conservative, more, what's the word? Just more defensive, really, more of a natural right back than, as I said, a right wing back. So Trent's gone. Forrest are playing Ipswich, so that's why I went for the Forrest defence. then I have a midfield four of Mbeumo, Palmer. Palmer, as I said, missing that penalty, but I think Palmer stays for now. I'm wildcarding, and if he don't return in the next two, Palmer will probably be coming out of my wildcard in 31. Clivert and Bowen at the moment. And a front two of Wissa and Wood. Now, there's in terms of transfer plans, as I've said, I've already used one transfer on Trent for Aina. I have one free transfer left and a hit if I'm going to go down that route. So I'll go through the hit route first, which at the moment is probably the unlikely route, but I'll explain it anyway. So that route is to get Haaland in. Now, to get Haaland in, I'm going to have to either sell Palmer or Salah. I'm not selling Salah because I want him for the Merseyside derby next week. And I'm not going to sell him and then bring him back kind of thing. Palmer could go because of his form at the moment and missing a penalty, and they're playing Arsenal. Now, the only thing with Arsenal, they're a little bit beachy as well. I feel they're now, they're just going to try and tick along while, because their finals are in Europe, really. Obviously, they're getting top four, I think, Arsenal, either way. Whether they beat Chelsea or lose to Chelsea, I think they're still going to get top four. But you just feel now that the Champions League is Arsenal's finals. And with Madrid, they may rest up a little bit, because I think they play them on Tuesday. We go straight into Champions League action again on Tuesday, where they play Real Madrid. But yeah, so Palmer's, you want Haaland for the problem why everyone's getting Haaland is not so much for the Brighton game. Well, I don't think it is, because Brighton are on fire at the moment, and I actually think Brighton can beat Man City at the weekend. So it's more for that Leicester game in game week 30. People are pre-planning to get him in for that punt, and then obviously what they decide in wildcard. A lot of people will be wildcarding in 31. I just don't believe getting Haaland is worth a hit. I'm 30%, I'm 30-70 getting Haaland in right now. If it wasn't for a hit, if I could just get Haaland outright, it'd probably be more 50-50. But I just think for a hit, it's not worth the risk. My other plan is, by the way, it's not, I get it, we want a City player for that Leicester game. We might even want two City players for that Leicester game. I just think there's other ways to go, because Haaland's not exactly doing what Haaland did last season. You know, he's getting a goal here and there. He's ticking along, but he's not, I know it's Leicester, I get that, but I just think there are other ways we could potentially get into the City attack. Take a punt on Marmoush. Now, I know he didn't start the other game week, but I'd feel that Pep would go all attack on Leicester. He'd play Marmoush, he'd play Foden, De Bruyne. So I think there's other routes there. You could go Foden. Again, I know he's blanked a few game weeks, but for a cheaper way into the City attack, you can go Foden, you can go Marmoush. I like Doku a lot, Silvinho, Gvardiol. You know, he is a defender who comes up and down and scores a lot of goals. He scored a lot of City goals this season. So there is that route as well. But my preferred route is selling Bowen for Bruno Fernandes. Man United are 3-1 up. I think Bruno Fernandes has just scored a hat-trick. I'm not sure. I'm watching the Spurs game at the moment. But it's just come up that Man United are 4-1 up in that game. So Man United are through, and Spurs are a minute away from being through by the looks of it. And Bruno, you know, Man United, they are literally the banter club at the moment. They've released pictures of a stadium they're building, which looks like a circus. So we're going from the theatre of dreams to the circus of dreams, where 11 clowns be on the pitch in however long it takes to build the thing. Don't really get it. You know, I feel bad for all those, you know, the staff that got sacked and people not getting proper lunches now, all to save money to build this new fancy clown house. I think it's, yeah, just wrong in a way. Don't agree with it at all, but, you know, it's not my club. Man United, you crack on. I just think, personally, I think Radcliffe and that whole board are going to rot United to its literal core. In terms of Man United on the pitch, though, they've looked better. Not amazing, but they have looked a lot better. And with them looking better, Bruno seems to be one on all the action. So, you know, as I said, Bruno's just scored, I think he scored 3 penalties, Bruno. So he scored a hat-trick of penalties tonight. And he scored a great free kick against Arsenal. So everything good that's happening about Man United, it seems to be that it all goes through Bruno. And Bruno playing a lesser side, fair enough. They only lost 1-0 to Chelsea. But I just think United are starting to gain a bit of momentum. And I think Bruno is to play this game week. Annoyingly, I don't really want to sell a player that's playing in 29 for another one because of the blank. But I look at it and I think who's gonna score more, Bowen against Everton or Bruno against Leicester? And it's just Bruno. So I believe Bruno is to play. So I think I will be using my last free transfer on Bruno. If you're free hitting, I would love to try and get Bruno and Haaland into this team, by the way, for this game week. So if you're free hitting, I think they're the two you have to try and build your 29 team on if you are free hitting. My strategy is playing these next 2 game weeks, and then I'll be wild carding on 31. And then my bench boost will be 34. And then my free hit will be either 36 or 38. But if you are free hitting, I think you need to try and get Haaland. You need to try and get Bruno. Take a punt on Evan Nilsson or Pedro, maybe. Pedro's performing well for Brighton right now. You could take a punt on anyone in Brighton, by the way. Matoma, Pedro, Welbeck, Minter, maybe. He's popping up every now and then. Ruta as well. There's a lot of options you can go for Brighton if you want to go down that Brightfoot route. As I tell you what, Brighton are really underrated. They're one of them teams that, with all the teams in the Premier League, you can kind of see, as I said, you know, Bruno have Man United, and Man United have Bruno, who's doing all the work. Salah gets the Liverpool goals and assists, and Mbeumo for Brentford. At the moment, Asensio for Villa. You kind of, with every team, you kind of get a go, right, this is the star man for this team. Where with Brighton, they all seem to get on the action. Like, I think last week, Van Hek scored, and then Ruta, and then Pedro gets in the goals, and then Matoma, he's had a great few weeks, but then he's had a little bit of a dip. So they're consistent, Brighton, but it's not a consistent player. So, you know, but, you know, if you want to go down the Pedro route or the Matoma route for a little punt on a free hit, fair play. Forest as well, obviously get Woods, maybe get a Gibbs-White or an Alanga, and then get a Forest defender in that team because they're playing Ipswich. Yeah, so as I say, I'm not going down the free hit route at all. I've not even considered it, mainly because I was quite lucky with my team. I even without the Aina transfer, I had a full 11 out, so I didn't really need to do any transfer this week. But obviously, I want to try and capitalise on who Forest are playing and who Leicester are playing. So that's kind of my game plan, if you will. So with me, I'm 80% sure going down the Bruno route. So with that, I'll just go through my team again. So it will be Kepa, Wan-Bissaka, Robinson, Aitnori, and Aina. And then it'll be Mbeumo, Palmer, Kluivert, and Bruno Fernandes. And then a front two of Wissa and Wood. And then I will have one free transfer for game week 30, where I will probably try and bring in a City player for that Leicester game. And then I'll be wildcarding for game week 31. Let me know what you think. Let me know what your plans are for game week 29. And green arrows.